Okay, hold on a second. Okay, we are broadcasting. We're live.
Okay, we're gonna
start
the meeting with roll call at 4:30.
Do you want me to go, Adam?
Yeah, if you don't mind, Jeff.
Diana Pagan.
Present.
Crystal Walter. Tim Oberbrockling.
Present.
Ron Moosman.
Present.
Ron Lauer. Abby Huff.
Present.
Jennifer Cunningham.
Present.
Arthur Kim.
Present.
Ryan Russell.
Present.
Okay, and Tim, we do have Bob Grafton and Julia and Tim Bickle in attendance.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. I don't have the sheet in front of me, but as I recall, we need to approve the minutes from last meeting.
Correct, and we probably should do public comment and just, just make that ask.
Adam, do you want to allow everyone to introduce themselves for the record?
Sure, let me, we have someone else joining. So for members of the public, if you wouldn't mind just stating your name and the agenda topic that you're interested in talking about. If you're not, if you're just here to listen, that's fine too.
I'm going to just say.
This is Mike with Northern Construction. I'm on the phone for the garage addition. Trying to find the address. I'm sorry.
It's 1620 Park Ave.
Park Avenue. Yes.
Julia and Tim.
We are here. We're not seeing a screen. I mean, we see you, but we don't see us.
Okay.
Okay. We're here.
Okay.
Somewhere on the bottom of your screen, there should be a camera. It'll have a cross through it, a red X through it. You just need to touch that.
See, I'm not seeing that.
Can you see us? We just can't see you.
We can see you.
That's so sad.
Okay, well, I've made this work before, but I haven't seen. I see Ray's hand.
We got an apple here.
Anyway, don't spend time on us. We're here for 1720 3rd Avenue Southeast. That's at the end of your agenda.
Porch windows and door.
Okay. And Bob, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't have a specific agenda item. I'm just here to listen, observe, and feel free if you have any questions on for me, representing the Wellington Heights Neighborhood Association.
Okay, excited, Adam?
Yep, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mute members of the public. If you do want to say something when we come to your agenda item, I'll go ahead and call on you and just give you that opportunity. You can also hit *9 and that will put a little hand icon by your name and I'll see that. Tim, Crystal was trying to join in, so I'm going to try to send her the Zoom invite.
Okay.
Which may or may not be successful. You know, Jeff, would you be able to do that? If you could, maybe not. You're muted.
I'll give it a shot. I'll try and send it.
Thank you.
Okay, Adam, I don't have a printed agenda in front of me.
We have Crystal on.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Hey, Crystal, no problem. Okay, so next item here would be the minutes.
Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting?
I have.
And if so, were there any questions? And if not, does someone want to make a motion to pass?
Motion to approve the minutes for last meeting.
Adam, do you know who said that?
Diana.
Diana, okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
That would be Crystal.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think what I'm going to do, since this is weird, I'm going to say all those opposed and just assume that everyone that's in favor, does that work out for everybody? Or do we have to say that, Adam?
No, that should be fine.
Because there's no way for me to see everyone at the same time. Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the agenda, the complete agenda for today? And if so, does anyone need to abstain or recuse themselves? Okay, with that, Adam?
Okay. So
I don't know how the order is on our list, so I'll let you take them.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and skip down to our certificates of appropriateness. So the first one would be 1628 Park Ave. I will get into the presentation here, and then I will unmute Mike, so if there's any questions of him. Okay, so just a reminder, just to kind of help out with clarity, if everyone could mute themselves when they're not talking, that'd be fantastic. And again, for members of the public, if you hit *9, that will send an indication that I'll see and I can unmute you. So 1628 Park Ave Southeast. Jeff, if you want to take this one.
Yep. So as Mike mentioned in his comment, this is a garage addition for 1628 Park Avenue Southeast. Here we have an aerial view one block east of Redmond Park and one block west of Johnson Elementary. For the next slide, here we have the street views. On the upper left corner, we have a street view from Park Avenue where we can see the garage just slightly. On the east side, yeah, over Adam's cursor. And then on the lower right, we have a view from 17th Street towards the alley, and Adam has his cursor over the garage in question. Next slide. So the garage is not original to the property. It was built in 1999. It is located in the Redmond Park Grand Avenue Historic District. The applicant is adding a 10-foot addition to the current garage, extending it toward the house, and a carport on the west side of the garage. The materials will match the current materials of the garage in question. And here is a photo of the current garage submitted by the applicant. So the garage would extend out towards the photographer in this view, and then on the furthest corner from the, where Adam's cursor, the carport. And the design guidelines here, we are matching the current materials. This wasn't a defining feature laid out in the survey. The staff recommends approval of the COA, given that the garage is not original to the property. The improvements will not change the appearance of any defining feature and is consistent with the design guidelines. And with that, can give it to the applicant if there's anything to add, correct? Or
yeah, if Mike would like to add anything. I believe it was Mike.
Yes, am I on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm on now?
Yes.
Okay. No, I just, as long as you guys are okay with what I'm going to do there, that's all I needed.
Do any commission members have any questions for Mike or Adam or Jeff? I personally don't see a problem with this, since the garage isn't original anyway, and since they are keeping the materials the same.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Does anyone have a difference in opinion?
No, I feel the same way.
If everyone's in agreement, would someone like to make a motion?
A motion to approve the addition to the garage for the property.
I believe that was Diana.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll second. This is Abby.
All those opposed? Motion passed. Thanks, Mike, for joining us in case we needed you.
Okay, Mike, cool. Thank you, guys.
Yep, Mike, just thank so you know, we'll let Building Services know that this was approved. We'll get over a document that tells them that, so you'll be able to continue the process through Building Services tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Bye. Later.
Okay, Adam, I'll leave it up to you to take us to our next.
Okay, so continuing with the COAs, so this is agenda item 3B2, 1723rd Avenue Southeast. This is window replacement. I'll also add to that the property owner is looking at applying for the historic rehab program with the city to help with this project. So the red box is over the property, says on 3rd Avenue between Ridgewood and Blake. Here is the front of the house, and we are talking about the windows on the porch. So the house was built in 1921. As you know, this is located in the 2nd, 3rd Avenue Historic District. So the applicant is looking to replace 14 windows on the enclosed front porch to make it a true Four Seasons porch. The proposed window would be a wood window with similar sash pattern as the original window, with a thin aluminum cladding on the front side. So the 1995 site inventory form lists the defining features as the side gable roof with no dormers, the narrow clapboard siding, broad gable roof porch with closed balustrade and screen windows, and double hung windows with uneven divided sash. And the house does contribute to the district, but is not itself individually eligible. So on the top left here, those are the windows. The image on the left is what the outside would look like. And then the image on the right is what the inside will look like. Mm-hmm. So you can compare that to the what's on there now, so you can see what that sash, what the grid pattern looks like. There's also a little black and white image there down in the bottom. And for the design guidelines, so the second bullet, Julie and Tim, I do see you. Let me get through just this slide and I'll go to you. Okay. So the second bullet says that windows should be repaired rather than replaced. If non-original or beyond repair and replacement is necessary, the replacement should be in kind to match the original in material and design. And then if you go two bullets down, it says replacement windows should match the originals as closely as possible.
Right.
So let me, did I hear Julia? Are you guys unmuted?
I think so.
Oh, okay. If you had a...
Okay, so that picture is not what we see on our bid.
It should be this one here, correct?
And well, that's not... Well, this, okay.
Let me show.
Okay. So, but I don't think you can see. Can you see our camera? No,
let me back up a second. So the purpose of these pictures here,
okay,
this is the aluminum cladding. So my apologies when I described that. So this is what the exterior will look like with the aluminum cladding. This down at the bottom is what is on the bid from Pella.
Right.
So there's two small windows at the top.
Okay, so let me say that we have contacted at least 8 contractors, and only a few have shown up and only two of those have even given us a bid. So we aren't really set in all the details of that bid, but we are striving to get as close as possible to the original.
And since we got the Pella bid, only two, they were both wood windows, Pella and Anderson. We met with the person who would order the windows this morning to further explain what he has available for us. And he thinks that he can match the sash design of all the windows, and especially in the front and also on the one side. And we think he can also match we got a chiming clock, excuse me. All right. The only thing that we might be having a real challenge with, and we'd like to have some latitude and lenience there, is on the front door, which if you look at the house from the front is on the left-hand side. There are two side light windows.
Yep, that's right.
And so those side light windows have a similar design to the other windows, but I actually went out on the street, 10 paces would be the only way I could see that window from the street. And if I'm driving at 20 miles an hour, 1.3 hundredths or 3/10 of a second, if I'm looking when I should be looking at the street. So basically it's and on the right-hand side it's unseen, but on the left-hand side, it's virtually unseen. And we're hoping to be able to have some leniency, of which recommendations I will share with you. Do you have any questions so far?
Anybody have any questions?
This is Ron. I don't remember seeing any door recommendations or door replacements in my information.
You're talking about the Pella bid?
I'm talking about what was given to us. It only talks about window replacements. It doesn't talk about a door replacement.
That's correct. The door, my understanding was the door matched. There was a similar door.
Mm. Well, the door is basically a storm door, as are the windows.
Oh, that, okay, door, I'm sorry. That was the door matched the guidelines. That's why it's being reviewed.
Right.
So that's it's just the windows that there was a discrepancy.
Okay, and what's the discrepancy? The aluminum clad thing?
That's correct. So our design guidelines, which help property owners with how exterior modifications improvements should be done, they say that the replacement should match basically exactly. And then it also says that it should match as closely as possible.
So visually it will look the same. It will just be more like you would never have to paint it again, and it will be more efficient. It'll be a stronger, it'll be a wooden window, but it will have that aluminum finish, which will look exactly like the wood. The guy held up his color form to match the color that we have.
The thickness of the window could be as much as 3 inches, but the aluminum clad would be 1/16 of an inch, and it would be the same color as the trim. We've matched the trim, and that would extend the life of the windows probably by 100 years if we live so long.
Adam, do you have a picture of the door and the windows we're talking about?
Just the windows, because the door met the guidelines.
But we don't have the picture of the windows that they're questioning about. It's hard to make a judgment when I can't see what we're even talking about.
Okay. Well, the windows are in, we've got that in the, I've got it on the screen here. This is what was in the bid, and what Tim and Julia were saying is that they would be able to match the existing style.
But now aren't we talking about windows that are on either side of the storm door?
Yes, the two side light windows on the side of the storm door. The choices would be to get two side light windows and a door unit all in one. The side lights would be less, or I should say narrower than the other. Or the only other possibility we could see maybe is, well, there's two other possibilities. We can try to match as best as possible the windows, or put storm windows, outside storm windows on top of them, since we're trying to get this into a four-season room. In other words, to insulate those in some way. It's less preferable, but we'd like, you know, we'd like to be able to continue our research on that and to be approved for that, those side lights and the door. And the door that was proposed to us this morning would have a wood finish, but it would be made of fiberglass. And I don't know why that, but they, you know, that's, they don't have the exact door that we would have wanted, like the windows with the, you know, the aluminum clad. Are we, first of all, are we okay? Or can we proceed with something like this? Is it a possibility or a probability, or are we dead in the water?
Because Tim and Julia, let me just interrupt. So if I'm hearing you right, there's been a change with the door from what was originally shared with us?
I guess the best way to say it is the details are not yet resolved, because the Anderson door is different from the Pella door, but the Pella door seems preferable, but we don't know if we can do the windows with Anderson and the door with Pella, or the, you know, we just don't have all that detail done yet.
I would make a recommendation to approve, or at least discuss approving, the visible windows that are going to look like very close to what's Adam showed on the bottom. But I think there's too many questions in regards to the door and the windows. I think that should be reapplied for myself.
Yeah, I would, just to interrupt, to follow up with Tim, it sounds like because there's been some changes that we probably should take this. I would recommend that, you know, the commission maybe consider tabling this until we can firm up those details.
Adam, did you want to table everything, or did you want to approve the windows so they could get started on windows?
That would be up to the commission. But I think with the door, the windows by the door, wherever those, there's those questions, that there's just been some changes, things that we weren't aware of when we originally put this on the agenda. So, Tim Oberbrockman, I'll leave that up to you and the commission, if you guys want to give an approval to a portion of this.
This is Ron. I think there's so much unknown about what we're talking about that it makes sense to table the whole thing until they've decided exactly what they're planning to do.
See, to put in a door, put in a door, you have to restructure.
Adam, can we just have the commissioners talk for a minute?
Yeah, I'm going to mute. Julie and Tim, I'm going to mute you here. For a minute to let the commission discuss.
Go ahead, Abby.
So I am on the same page as Ron. I just think we have too many unanswered questions right now. I would also like to see a closer detail of the current window. It's really hard to see it in that photo.
I can't see it at all.
Right. Yeah. Well, even the front ones with the, you know, it's hard to see. So I would ask that the owners provide a close-up current photo.
And it sounds like, though, that while we have the owners, we should give them better guidance, because it sounds like they're still talking to a couple contractors, maybe even still trying to get more bids. And so if we can just explain what we would hopefully approve when they come back to us.
So they did. So they're my neighbors. They did invite me over to look at those, the windows specifically. And I agree that the door, I agree with tabling the whole thing and giving them guidance. I think that is good. And I think it would be good for the rest of the commission to see a close-up of what I saw with the windows on the porch, because they were in pretty bad shape. That a replacement would be good and definitely help the house. But I think it would be good for all of you to see that as well.
With that said, if everyone's in agreement, do I have a motion to table it? Until they can, I don't know, Adam, do we have to word why we're tabling it? Basically, to have more visual pictures and for them to get a more of an idea set in stone on what they want to do with the front door and the materials used.
Yes, I think that'd be appropriate.
If someone just wants to repeat that as a motion.
I'll make a motion to table this agenda item until we are provided more clarity and photos of the windows.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Opposed? Okay, other Tim, if you could get what we need, I believe, if you could get it right away to Adam, we could get this on our next agenda, correct, Adam?
Yeah, Tim and Julia, if you can, we'll touch base tomorrow. Then we're looking at May 28th would be the next meeting, and that shouldn't impact your application for the historic rehab program. As long as the commission approves, whatever that is on the 28th. So there's not a concern there, just to let you know.
Well, Julie and Tim, did you have more questions about what we would hopefully approve when you come back to us?
Yeah, you have to.
Could we?
In there. Okay.
Could we just make a comment, or I make a comment?
Go. Sure. Go ahead.
It sounds as if at the very start, either Tim or Ron, you were okay with the windows on two exposures, but it was the door and the side light windows that seemed to be in question, because everything else, everything else seemed to be in order. And the other thing is the thin metal skin. Is that going to be able to comply with your requirements? I guess I'd like to have that question answered now, before we pursue this.
That's a good question. I also had a question. Are we concerned that if we allow aluminum facing, is it going to cause us a problem later on with other people?
Other contractors said they've worked in historic districts and that was not a problem. I don't know why it would be here.
Well, so I'm gonna go ahead, Julie and Tim, just so you know, our design guidelines, and that's, the reason why this is in front of the commission right now is because they're just with that aluminum cladding, that is not, that does not follow the guidelines, which is why we brought this to the commission. So there might have been, I know there are other windows that have aluminum around them in the districts. Those were done, some of those were done before it actually became a district. So, I'll let the commission answer that.
Okay, so as I understand you, you want more pictures and more or possible doors. To install a door, you have to redo that whole wall because it's of the way it's done. So then we have to deal with, what are we going to do there? And we started in January to consider this project, and it has taken this long. And as far as I know, Larry Johnson of Iowa City, the restore guy, I mean, he could be dead. I don't know. He hasn't gotten back to us. And none of the other guys that do restoration, which was our first choice, have even called back. So we can send you tons of pictures. We have taken steps to refinance the house to upgrade this, but if you guys don't approve it, I guess it will continue to deteriorate. And because we're not, because that's the only choice.
What we need to do, Tim, and I forget the lady's name.
Yeah. Med?
That's okay.
We need to have something that's firm because we can't vote on maybe this or possibly that because it opens the door for problems. You need to bring something before the board that we can visually see and vote on, whether it's of the right materials, right dimensions, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, you're kind of up in the air on the door, so it's hard for us to vote on that.
So because we haven't, but you said the door complied, but it's the side windows that are the issue.
Well, so, you've changed the door since,
no, but we you haven't. Applied.
Well, it but sounded okay. Like.
We'll bring Adam some pictures in the next day or so.
And just to reiterate, for the historic rehab program and for the commission to approve something, we do need firm, we need to know what exactly it is that you're going to be, you want to install. I mean, we have to have.
We have to decide on the bid, if we can get a bid to decide on.
Yes, otherwise the commission is not able to take any action and you wouldn't be eligible for the historic rehab program.
Right, we got okay. That.
Okay. I just want to make sure you guys understood that.
We understand fully.
Okay, our two Pella and Anderson bids did include the thin metal skin around the outside. If we can share with you other historic districts that have approved such things and other contractors that can document them, even in our area, would you consider those bids? Because, you know, the door is irrelevant if you're not going to.
Can I ask a question about the thin metal skin? Is that painted white? The
picture? No, that'll be the same. That there are 50 different colors to choose from, and they'll match the trim of our house.
Okay. And one other question, or one other suggestion. When I look at the window replacements, I look at the overall light pattern.
Yes.
To match the original one.
That should match.
Okay, because the pictures that you provided aren't nearly like what we're seeing.
Right.
Those are erroneous. That was the Pella bid, and we've gotten since an Anderson bid. They said that they would be able to match it.
So you understand our dilemma here on trying to approve something when you've got different things that we're looking at.
Okay.
So Julie and Tim, I'll give you, I'll get in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
For your consideration.
Yep, okay. Thank you guys.
All right.
I don't remember. Did this get a motion and a second and pass? It did, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes. So Abby. Abby made the motion and Ron Moosman seconded it.
Okay. All right.
So just so the commission knows, we thought this was, these were firm things. So it was a bit of a surprise to me as well. We'll make sure we have, firm actual what products that they're actually going to do for the 28th meeting. And if they don't have those, then, you know, it can be considered at the meeting after that or whenever they're able to secure those.
And do make sure, I know you already know this, but do make sure they have the price because they can't get funding if we don't have the price to
either. Yeah. And they've been working with Lauren on the rehab program in terms of what's required and all those things. So,
Adam, if I can talk for a second.
Yeah.
This kind of points up the fact that we don't always know what people are going to do because they've applied or talked to you about certain things. And then when they get to us, they've completely saying they were still getting bids and still doing stuff like that. So it makes it confusing for us to try to determine what they're actually trying to do. And what they might do in the end, because we might approve it and then they might change their mind and do something else.
So just to clarify with the historic, well, first of all, as I said, this was firm information when we put it on the agenda. So we weren't aware of these changes until, a minute ago. Also with the historic rehab program, because of that, the guidelines with that, we do check afterwards. So we have pictures before and after to make sure what the city is funding is actually what was done.
Yeah, I do remember that. Thanks for reminding me of that.
And Ron, into your question, it's very rare we have what happened that just happened. I don't know if it's ever happened actually that I can remember, but
yeah, I don't remember it either. So
I do have a question if you have a sec.
Yes, go ahead. Is that Diana?
Yes. So will the historic rehab program even allow the aluminum on the outside?
No. So
that would invalidate the program, and they may not want to do it that way, if we prove it.
Right. So they would need approval from the commission in order to receive funding through the program. Mm-hmm. Because it has to follow the design guidelines. If it doesn't, then we can't fund it unless there's that approval from you guys.
And the aluminum does not qualify for it without approval, but right? Correct?
Right.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay, good. That's fine. We can move on now.
And the other thing that I had not seen that product before. So we've seen in the past where there is a thicker aluminum band around the window. This is actually over the window itself. So this is something new that I've not seen, which is, you know, another reason why it needed to come in front of you guys.
Adam, for a future agenda, but not a Zoom because it's too hard, but for when we get to meet back in person, we put this on the agenda to have discussion about the metal clad over wood, because that's always been very confusing to me too. I would like to get it more set in stone on what we're going to allow. Then we don't have to discuss it so much. We can just say yay or nay.
Yep, we'll do that.
But let's wait till we can do it in person.
Okay. All right, so now we're on to 3A. So these are this is demolition review. Let me go to the presentation. So 1305 O Avenue Northwest, this is for a primary structure, as you can see on the right. Just to give you kind of an idea of where this is, so O Avenue is the main street, obviously. Methwick is down towards the south, as is the Northwest Rec Center, kind of towards the bottom right. So there's the house. It's single family, one story home, built in 1951. The city assessor lists its condition as normal, and it has not been previously surveyed. So there's no evidence of historical significance, and it's a poor candidate for local landmarking, so staff would recommend immediate release.
Are there any questions? Okay, I did visit with Mark. He has taken the pictures that he needs. And if we don't have any concerns on our own, he's comfortable with letting this be approved.
I don't have any concerns. A motion to approve the demolition.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
So we have Diana with the motion and Ryan with the second.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passed.
Okay, so now we're gonna move on to agenda item 3A2, 1953 First Avenue Southeast. So this is Bruce Moore off to the right. And then the property in question is right here in the red. Here are some shots from First Avenue. This commercial building is built in 1969. The city assessor lists its condition as below normal. The property's not been previously surveyed. And staff would recommend immediate release.
Okay, before I take any questions, bear with me a minute. Mark would like to ask for a temporary hold on the medical arcade at 1953 First Avenue Southeast. Still making arrangements with the owners to get inside and get photos. The reason to be held would be criteria D, may yield important historic information. Doing research on the architect, building was a big deal in 1950-1960. Should only need to hold on First Avenue medical structure until May 28th. Meeting, I will make sure Adam is certain to communicate that to the owner, just a week or two hold. The interesting thing about this building, you guys are all probably too young, but that building used to be all open on outdoors. And they put you'd go from each office outdoors, kind of like Lindell Plaza was in the early days. And then they put a roof over it at some point. And the reason Mark's doing history is, and it wouldn't really apply to this, but he said it's very interesting because they took down a beautiful historic Victorian home to put this up back in the 50s. So I would make a recommendation. We can put I don't remember, Adam, because we changed the rules. If we have to do a 60-day hold, or can we do a 30-day, or can we do whatever any number of days?
The commission can place a hold that's any amount of days up to 60.
Well, it's however you guys want to do it. If we want to put a 60-day hold, you could let the applicant know that it won't take that long. Mark said he can have all this done by our next meeting. So it's how anyone wants to make the motion. But I will also take questions. You can also take questions if anyone had any questions about this.
I would also say, too, if the commission wanted to, as an example, say they wanted to place a 14-day hold or until photos are released or until the property's been documented. I think the commission could make some sort of motion like that too.
I this is Ron. I kind of think we should make the motion for 60 days because in the current environment, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Mark could get sick or something like that, and it might get delayed.
Have a message from Lindsay could be.
Hey, this is Arthur. I would agree. I mean, we can put a 60-day hold and we can release it at any of the following meetings. So, I mean, I would tell them 60 days, but it'll be sooner, more than likely. Fun fact, they actually tore up my lawn cutting off the gas to that building. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, well, you don't need gas anyway. You're full of it on your own.
Adam? Building. So if somebody wants me to help and get pictures, I don't mind doing that, and I'd love to go photo document it also. So,
do you have Mark's contact, Diana?
I think so. I'll double check.
If you don't, let me know, and I'll send it to you. I know he would like to get together with you and do that if you want.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great thing.
I'm fine with a 60-day hold, but can we make it to where once we have to vote on it to release it, or if Mark gets a hold of you and says we have to vote on it, don't we?
So you do have to, if you do just a traditional where, you say you want to put a 60-day hold, you would have to then take a vote on a meeting, at a meeting to release that. I think you wanted to state your motion with the hold to set a number of days and then with some sort of contingent action attached to that would release it early.
And that's what I would recommend. I'd do a 60-day hold to Ron and Arthur's point that with the virus and everything, we don't know how long it may take. And then if Mark gets back, I will let Mark get a hold of you, Adam. He said he would just call you directly.
Okay.
If someone wants to make a motion, put a 60-day hold and it can be released once Mark talks to Adam. Is that doable?
I'll do that.
I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
I guess, Adam, and I don't know if you could tell us this or not. I mean, are the wrecking balls like ready to go?
I've been in contact with the contractor, but I'm not aware of a timeline.
Okay. So if we just say 60 days and then we meet again in 2 weeks anyway, right, then I think that's all we need to do is just say, put a 60-day hold on it.
Yeah. May 28th will be the next meeting.
Okay, do I have a motion to put a 60-day hold?
Didn't Natalie just make that?
Yeah, I make a motion for a 60-day hold.
Thank second.
Anyone opposed? Everyone's all in favor. Motion passed. And our last one, Adam.
Okay, so the last one actually does not exist. The commission approved this in November of 2018, and we did not see that right away in the folder. So the project has already been reviewed and approved by HPC. So nothing to review. Adam,
is there a statute of limitations on this?
There is not. Not from HPC. There is a limit when an individual gets a demo permit, that is a year that permit lasts. So, but in terms of HPC review, there's no limit. Once you get the approval, it's good until it comes down.
Okay.
So a Beaverwood survey update. We just wanted to share with the commission some things here. So big thing is that on May 27th, and we'll send something out, we're going to have a Zoom meeting to discuss the final outcome of the survey. It's going to be May 27th at 6 p.m. Just as a reminder, or just as for information, so the area itself, Grand Avenue on the north, Beaver Avenue on the south, 21st Street on the west, and Beaver Park on the east, meets two criteria, criteria A and C. A has to do with events, and this is because of how important the area was in terms of the development of Cedar Rapids. And then criteria C has to do with architecture. There's 128 houses in the area. 125 of them are considered contributing. 3 are considered not contributing due to garage add-ons over the years. And then with those 128 homes, 34 of them are considered individually eligible under criteria C, which is architecture.
I love those numbers.
So, And again, just for that meeting, you know, to share the results, and then I'll also let property owners know what some next steps are. We would be looking at going through the national process to have this area considered a national district. And then anything beyond that, such as local or individual designations, would be up to the property owners.
Adam, if you could give us an outline on the steps we need to do to, because I know once you guys are done, you're done, and it's going to have to be an outside source to pick up the ball, I believe. Am I correct? Because the city can't go after this.
So we would pursue the national district nomination, but you're right. The local would have to be done by, would have to be done by not the city.
Okay. And you have to have the shareholder before we can do any of that, correct?
There is a percentage of the property owners that you need to be signed off on. You have to have a petition.
Can you, in some way, give us the method of doing that to get in those 60%? So if someone would like to, like a property owner or one of the two nonprofits, you know, if someone was interested in carrying this farther, it'd be nice if we had a guideline or an outline for them so they knew how to pursue it.
Can definitely do that.
Okay.
That's it. One second. A newer idea. Have you guys ever heard of the app Nextdoor?
Yes.
That could be a pretty good source if you find a property owner in that neighborhood and if they connect through all their neighbors through Nextdoor. Very easy to get everyone informed of what's going on, at least.
I'm on one that's called Vernon Heights, and I don't like to watch it very often because I get to hear about someone see a loose dog in the neighborhood, but it gets kind of silly, but that might be another option, too, to get the word out. I don't know. You're saying that Beaver Woods does have something like that, Crystal?
I'm sure they do. If they don't, I got something in the mail just 2 weeks ago from my neighborhood, and that's how I got connected. So someone just kind of championed it, worked with Nextdoor, and somehow I got a mailing of, this is what you do, this is how you log on, here's your password, and now I'm a part of it. So it was very, a little time consuming for whoever my neighbor was who took it on, but very easy for me, and now I'm logged in.
Well, that'll work, Adam, then, if we do different ventures, but at least if we have an idea of each step process so we can go forward.
Yeah, we'll send out a summary of the process out to HPC. Not a problem.
Another
thing, Tim, and that was it.
Go ahead.
So just, it was brought up before, but the historic rehab program, those applications are due May 29th. Just as a reminder, you do need two bids to submit, and then the property owner chooses which of those, but we do need two bids. HPC will review any of the applications if the number of applications exceed the amount of money available. We do use the design guidelines, so if something does not match those, then that would have to be, would have to come back to HPC before it could be approved for the program. We've received two so far, two applications, and then there's another nine that have been in contact with Lauren, getting, trying to meet those requirements of the two bids and asking questions and things like that. So,
and go ahead. If they got the two bids, the city goes with the cheapest, but they don't have to. They can pick whatever they want. That was just in order to give them the money, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did someone else have a question? I'm sorry.
I do have a question. If maybe they can't get two bids because of coronavirus, do you feel like that's something we need to worry about?
We would have to, if that was brought up to us, yeah, we'd have to look at that and see what we could do.
Just I think
that's understandable without a doubt.
Go ahead.
That was all I had.
Okay, before we adjourn, can I show you guys something really pretty? And it's not dirty. Isn't that a beautiful bush?
Ooh, that is beautiful.
I was telling Adam it's late. Usually it's Easter when it blooms. It's an azalea. Okay, if nothing else, and I showed you my pretty bush. sorry, I didn't mean that. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
A second, Crystal.
Anyone opposed to adjournment? Okay, we're done. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.